Well, hello. Today I'm with Michael Hooper, the president of Fiberbuilt Manufacturing. They're a Calgary-based company who has become world-renowned as a leader in the development of golf mats. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Colin.
Michael, today I want to talk to you a little bit about Fiberbuilt golf mats and find out a little bit more about why the Golf Industry Association has awarded your company with the prestigious Certificate of Excellence for the best golf mat in the industry. But first, I want to find out just a little bit more about you and your background, Michael. How did you get started in the golf industry and building golf mats?
Well, first off, Colin, I'll just also add that it wasn't only the Golf Industry Association that awarded us with the leading industry certificate, but also the Golf Test USA, which is another independent golf testing association.
Interesting.
Yeah, and basically getting back to your question there is that what we are here at Fiberbuilt, we're an industrial manufacturing company, and we manufacture a lot of different products, also including industrial brushes. And we've been doing that for nearly 50 years now, and back in about the late 80s, I guess, my father was out, took up the game of golf, and, he was hurting himself on the hard turf mats he was practicing on, and the guy next to him, he vividly remembers basically breaking his the head off his club as and seeing it going out in the range.
I've
and,
done that. Yeah, I've done that same thing in a hard mat.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what sort of got him going and says,
there's
got to be a better way, a better mat. And basically came back to the shop, made a rough prototype, and then we sort of, I guess from that point on, continued the development of the golf practice mat, Fiberbuilt golf practice mat, for about 2 to 3 years. Before we brought it out to the market and have continued to make developments on the product ever since.
So these mats have been on the market for a long time.
Yeah, we started production in the early 90s, selling primarily to our local market for the first year or two, and then moving into the U.S. at the first introduction PGA show, probably 1992.
Wow.
PGA show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys, I know, have a long list of famous golf courses all over the world that use your golf mats. I've seen your client list, and it includes, names like St. Andrews, Wingfoot, Pine Valley, and even, some big-name companies, American Golf, Kemper Golf, Club Link, IntraWest, Troon Golf, Trump Golf. Even the Donald uses your mats.
He certainly does. He even orders it by name.
Interesting.
We actually have our mats at the majority of the top 100 Golf Digest ranked golf courses in America, as well as the very top facilities in Canada as well. Plus, we do a lot of OEM work for a lot of the best simulator companies in the world here, the golf simulator companies.
Like these simulators like that you see in, you can go to like Shanks and they have like a golf, indoor golf video kind of thing.
Yes, they
yeah.
use our grass for rough simulation, sand simulation,
okay.
fairway simulation.
Wow.
And we also have our mats actually used at most, if not all, of the major club manufacturing companies for test purposes, as well as the number one ranked golf ball manufacturer uses the mats in their test center and their mobile facilities going around and getting people fitted, et cetera.
So the number one, you can't tell me who that is because probably you can't get the big endorsement, but I bet it's the big T, right?
Well, I can't tell you who it is, but you're pretty much on the market.
Yeah, okay. Well, so explain to a little bit of the thinking that's gone into the design and building of these golf mats, how they evolved over the years.
Well, the basic thinking is trying to simulate basically a fairway grass,
mm-hmm.
like a natural green grass fairway, like a rich, lush fairway.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier on, we determined that basically you cannot hit off of and stand on the same surface in a synthetic format
because
you need something stable
mm-hmm.
and firm to stand on, but that same stable, firm surface you're standing on will not sort of perform well if you're trying to simulate a lush green fairway.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to split the surfaces between what you're hitting off of and what you're standing off of is primary.
Yeah.
And then secondary, okay, let's work on what's going to have the best comfort and ball flight trajectory, spin, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed and spent a lot of time sort of really analyzing and looking at, the club ball contact and how each, iron, fairway woods, et cetera, are hit off of the grass and really trying to simulate what a guy or girl is going to feel on the fairway. They want to make the same feeling you know, give them the same feeling on a synthetic surface. And
yeah.
Without punishing, we don't want to punish the guy. And you know, if he does happen to hit it fat, I think this is practice. It's not
yeah.
like we're trying to kill a guy and
yeah.
Punish him for a bad shot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of high handicappers who speak very well of our product because they're able to continue to practice, say, after a number of bad shots when they do hit it fat. And what happens when they hit it fat? You know, the ball trajectory, ball flight will be reflected and distance is reflected and they'll know it because the club will grab and it'll slow down, but it won't, you know, have an impact as it typically does on the turf-type product.
Yeah, or even on grass. It's even more forgiving than grass, really, isn't it?
It is. You know, if you hit off of a, say, a hard pan surface, you're going to really, really feel it if you hit fat.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we're trying to really underline a very lush, you know, green fairway
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, the conditions you might find in various parts of North America. We sort of said, okay, let's pick a spot, you know, where the fairway we're trying to simulate. And we sort of picked, okay, what's the best fairway you're going to get in Florida? You know, at the peak of the proper season, and this is what we came up with.
Oh, interesting. So how are these mats built differently than any of the other turf mats that are out there, Michael?
Well, we're using basically a version of basically a brush manufacturing process. Other people are using basically carpet manufacturing processes.
Oh, okay.
And with our process, our mat is significantly thicker in pile,
uh-huh.
you know, by many more times. Our surface, our grass, the fiberbelt grass surface is able to hold and support the ball on top of that, whereas if it's a carpet-type surface, their pile height is very short, and if they ever were to make it taller, they cannot hold or support the ball properly.
So it's almost like you have a real dense, you know, these fibers are packed together pretty densely enough to hold a ball up.
They are. They're packed to hold the ball, and they are made of a basically a nylon material that has the we call the right shape, both in you say texture, but also cross section.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also important to note, you can hit down and through the surface.
Yeah.
As opposed to bouncing on top of the surface.
Yeah.
When you're hitting through it.
Yeah, I've sure noticed that. In fact, I was just thinking of that this morning. Friend of mine that I was teaching to play golf a number of years ago, we were, you know, I took him to a range in Calgary there with, they had just have these AstroTurf mats, and he kept saying, oh man, doesn't this hurt your wrist? I get this shinging in my hands every time I hit the ball, and, you know, I basically wasn't getting that because I was essentially, I had learned to practice hitting the ball clean, just picking it clean off the surface so I don't get you know, that real painful vibration in your hands when you hit off a hard surface. And what's interesting to me is I realize now, since I've gotten your golf mat, I am taking a bigger divot because my practice, I'm practicing getting down through the ball because these mats are so forgiving. So it's just affecting my swing and my practice because I'm actually learning to hit the ball properly and taking a bigger divot and getting a much better result.
Well, imagine if you're a beginner.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you started that way and started shying up a bit,
mm-hmm.
I've seen people do, I've heard from golf teaching pros as well, let's say that, you know, older people, seniors especially, they'll, and also females, sometimes when they come, they're teaching the proper swing, but a lot of times they'll pull up as they're coming down.
Yeah.
They don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
And there's two sides to that. One is that people don't want to get that stinging in their hands and,
mm-hmm.
the impact shock, and you will get injured.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. If you hit enough balls and you hit off the wrong mat, you will get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a question of time. And what we've heard is that there's about 25% of all golfers are hurt at any one point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a lot of golfers, one in every four foursome.
Yeah.
And every foursome is getting hurt. So there's that aspect of it, too. But also, if you're a... you know, say a younger, stronger fella, and you want to, you know, you think you're good and you're playing golf, but you're hitting it fat, and hey, my ball flight's good, everything's fine, I'm pretty good. You take that same principle out in the fairway, you're not going to be hitting a very good ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We try and again to say, okay, well, we're not going to kill a guy for hitting it fat, but, you know, he will know that from his ball
yeah.
flight and
yeah.
how it goes. So it helps him practice the proper swing, like you say, coming down through and into the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And even on your higher wedges, like your pitching wedges, your
yeah, especially
your attack angle can be more realistic.
Yeah.
as opposed to, say, you wouldn't have the same attack angle on a turf mat.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, you know, one other thing I really like about your mat is the way the rubber surface grips for your stance. You know, I live here in Vancouver, and I leave my mat outside, and it gets wet like every other day pretty much. And, you know, when I go to play off it, it's always got good stickability. So, you know, what's up with the rubber? Do you guys just use ground-up tires, or what kind of rubber is it that you use?
Actually, that's a good word, stickability. Maybe we'll start using it.
Yeah.
What we do with the rubber surface is that our rubber is not at all rubber tires that are ground together.
Mm-hmm.
Our rubber basically, I won't get into the technical aspect of it, but what it is basically, it's the same consistency as, say, the rubber in your tennis shoe or
okay.
running shoes.
Yeah.
Basically, if you were to cut it, you'll basically have the same consistency all the way through the rubber.
Mm.
As opposed to the rubber granules that are bound and glued together. Those things will deteriorate over time in exposure to the weather.
Sure.
The finish won't look good. So, and also your contact with it when you are standing on it will, how do you say, will give that stick to it because it has that sticky feel to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the design of that particular mat that you have has a grid section on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the little lines in it allow the rain to wick off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of designed and engineered for that application. A lot of people ask us, well, what happens when you get wet? And we say, well, what happens when you put a rubber bath mat in your bath? Is it wet and you slip?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it seems like it dries real quick.
Oh, it will. It's hot. It's a great surface for, like I say, the water comes right off of it and it won't accumulate on the mat.
Yeah, I like that. Now, these are supposed to, your fiber-built golf mats are supposed to last a long time, I know. What is it that makes them outlast a typical golf mat?
Well, we have significantly more green nylon fiber in our hitting surface,
mm-hmm.
like by about four to five times more per square yard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more material there, number one. Number two is the friction. As a club goes through our grass surface, there's less friction, so there's less heat generated going through that.
Oh, interesting.
So you're not going to create a lot of that high friction, high wear, as opposed to a turf mat.
Yeah. Well, and it's almost like the carpet surface, that's such a thin surface, there's not much for the, it's like there's no give to that kind of surface, and that's partly, well, I guess, why you're getting that shock when you hit off a hard turf.
Yeah, well, basically, is that our forgiveness comes from the fiber itself,
mm-hmm.
and whereas the turf-type mats, there actually is no forgiveness in the grass itself
mm-hmm.
or the short pile of carpet. All the forgiveness comes from the foam pad that's underneath it.
Yeah.
And
that's just going to wear out.
Oh, well, it's going to compact over time as well.
Yeah.
And so what you're doing, you're almost pinching that grass in between the foam base and the club, whereas our surface, you know, it goes down through and out the surface with very little friction.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, you have some type of a warranty on these mats, right?
Yes, we have on the rubber components of the mat, there's a 5-year warranty. And for everything else, there's a 1-year warranty against all manufacturer's defects.
Okay. So how long are most golf courses or driving ranges hanging onto these mats? Do they even wear out?
Well, we've had these out for a long time. And well, for example, in the rubber, we've had that product out for 10 years, and I have not replaced a single one yet due to wear.
Wow, interesting.
And the grass surface, depending on how busy the facility is, if it's a very busy public facility, a public driving range, you're looking at anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 years, and certainly country clubs that are busy, you're getting 3 to 5, 6, 7 years out of them. But
and
just everything's different.
Yeah, and then they just have to replace the fiber. They don't have to replace the mat.
Exactly. It's a component mat system
yeah.
where basically we have the rubber base and components of the stance area and the hitting of the strike area.
Mm-hmm.
So both the stance mat is square. You can rotate it and extend the life.
Mm-hmm.
You can also rotate and spin the hitting area as well. Then when you've done that, it's much similar to, say, rotating the tires in your car.
Oh, yeah.
And when that's done, you just replace those components. The base rubber frame is almost a capital cost. It'll stay there for almost ever.
Yeah, and it's not really all that expensive just to replace the the hitting surface?
No, actually, Fiberbilt, there's a larger, it's a premium mat, there's a larger upfront cost, but the long-term economics are certainly superior to that of less expensive turf-type mats.
Yeah, they're just over time, they're going to, you know, be a much better investment because it's going to just last you a lot longer than a cheaper turf mat.
Well, yes, actually, and probably one of the most important things is the comfort of the customers and the membership. I mean, we have a lot of pros we talk to, and they just, you know, want to make sure the membership is happy with the mats they have, and they're not going to be, you know, complaining too much about, you know, what they're using, how they're practicing. Because if, say, in a country club situation where you're getting people, even when they're on the grass, and you want to pull them back on mats for the rain or the shoulder seasons, it's absolutely critical you have actually a good mat because they don't want to come back from a nice green grass driving range onto a hard turf mat.
Yeah.
It's very striking and a very obvious transition.
Yeah.
You want to make that transition as smooth as possible from mats to grass. And for a country club and golf facilities, I think it's actually imperative that when you're using grass, you have to have a great mat. And Fiberbilt, we've had good success with that.
Yeah. Well, it really makes the golf professional look good, or the superintendent. It makes them look good because it says, yeah, we're going to find the best quality product for our golf course and make sure that you're going to enjoy the experience here. It says a lot about the quality of the facility, I would think. You know, I certainly recognize that in the places I want to go to play here around Vancouver. If they've got a cheap driving range or I'm having to hit off mats, I don't even want to go bother practice. and I just don't play at those courses. I'd rather play at the courses that have a nice practice facility.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I mean, at the Golf Range Association did some surveys some time ago, and the two most important aspects of the golf range are the quality of the balls and the quality of the mats. If you get those things down pat, you know, you're well ahead of the game as far as making your customers and your membership happy.
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. Now, you guys did some type of an Ironman test where you basically had a machine beat the heck out of these mats. What was that all about?
That was basically a flywheel that we had that went into the grass surface about an inch. We made an inch divot on a flywheel, and we had this thing basically spinning it around at an RPM that was similar to, say, a 5-iron, you know, around 80 miles an hour club head speed. And we were flying through that, and went through our grass about 300,000 times in one spot before it really sort of wore out. And we did the same thing on a turf mat, and we didn't even get 10,000 hits before it was completely burnt out.
Wow.
And again, the you know, of course, it's the durability, the amount of fiber that we do have and the quality of fibers we have in the mat, but also, you know, you can appreciate that the friction generated between the two different types of surfaces, that one-inch divot is significant.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but it's much more significant on the turf mat with that heavy friction. Our mat, you know, the club, you know, basically flies through it.
Yeah, this is significant, Michael. I mean, so what you're basically telling me is with proper rotation of your single-sided mat, because you've got these four little blocks that you can switch around, your mats can stay fresh for over, like, it'll be like 1.2 million hits, correct?
Well, this is a simulation on a flywheel. It wasn't, you know, we have enough experience in the field to know what an actual durability is. So I would say that, you know, this sort of just speaks at the friction, the materials component of how our mat is different than the other ones. It sort of is in a test in a controlled environment, it really tells you the difference between the products.
Well, it's significant because what you're essentially saying here is that your mat system will last like 120 times longer than a typical surface mat, hard surface turf mat. And that's been, you know, basically based on your test of doing this friction test, this Ironman test.
In this particular, if you did basically this laboratory test that we did, and that is true, basically what we're finding is in the field where people are using it, and, you know, when you add in the component, we do UV stabilize our fibers, and but the durability of our grass is probably, you know, is definitely multiples better than the regular turf mat, you know, but... you know, it's they're two different things altogether.
Yeah.
In a sense, not 120 tines, but maybe five, six, seven times better.
Yeah, like as far as how long it's going to last. Your mat's going to last somebody maybe 5 or 10 times longer than a turf mat. So essentially the basic difference is that they buy a cheap turf mat 5 or 6 times for buying one of your good quality mats that makes people happy anyway. So that just seems to make a whole lot more sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on the cost of the turf mat you're spending, but you can basically go through those once a year or twice a year.
Yeah.
Depends on how busy you are. And, you know, sometimes those turf mats, I don't know too many people are using turf mats that are getting more than 2 years out of them.
Yeah.
And like I say, we've had ours. I've got people that are coming back to me and said that we sold it to them 10 years, 12 years ago, and they're still using it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know,
well, I certainly know the difference for me. I here in this part of Vancouver where I live in West Vancouver, there's actually no driving ranges in my city. I have to drive about 25 minutes into North Vancouver, and there's two ranges. And they're both got beat-up golf mats, and I'm just so glad I got this golf mat because I practice here almost every day, you know, just for 10 or 15 minutes from my home, and I'm, you know, from my little home driving range in the backyard, and it's so much nicer to be able to do that. I think everybody should have one. I know all my friends are jealous of my golf mat in the backyard.
I hope they're jealous of your golf swing now.
Well, I'm working on that. That's still got a little bit of work to go, but
and your game's getting better, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is actually, and I'm really, you know, I want to tell you about that because I really actually appreciate what you guys have done, Michael. Here's the difference for me: I am finding that I'm hitting, especially my irons, so much better. I used to have a little bit of a problem because every once in a while I'd hit this line drive skull shot because I had been so used to picking the ball clean off a hard mat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my pattern. And I'm getting a much bigger divot, and I'm hitting the ball higher and spinning it harder, and I'm just getting a lot more accuracy, especially with my irons now. So,
that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I love that part of the game. If I can, do you guys have a chipping mat?
a chipping net, yeah.
Yeah, I need to just work on my chipping, but, you know, it's certainly helped my game, and I really like your mat, and it's just, it's nice because I just don't get any pain or injuries from hitting
great.
Off this mat, so I appreciate
Actually,
it.
Our grass is great for chipping. You
yeah.
know, if you're doing a lot of short practice within your yard, not into the net, but maybe turn around and hit some targets.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, it's and you're not, you know, you can really practice actually your lofts and your wedges as well. And, you know, really practice that. Sometimes it's a tough shot around the green, and, you know, we can help you. Or that Fiberbilt golf mat will help you a lot there.
Well, it does, and I need to get in the habit of practicing that. I'm just making a joke of myself here because that's the part of my game that I just haven't been working on because I've been just busy hitting real full shots off your mat. So.
Well, it's interesting because Fiberbilt we sort of pride ourselves in giving you guys the opportunity, or giving golfers the opportunity to practice every bag in their every shot in their bag sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turf mats. I think we sort of gravitate as golfers, if the mat's not in good shape, you'll just, well, I might as well practice my drives anyway,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
off the tee.
Yeah.
But with the Fiberbilt, you know, everything from the sand, loft wedge, up to your driver.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's great because I do, you know, I do use all my clubs, including the driver, and I really like hitting my woods off your mats, too, because there's a big difference between a hard turf mat and your soft mats. I can actually hit it from your soft surface fiber.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Michael, that about wraps up our time for today. Thank you for a very fascinating insight into some of the technical aspects of your Fiberbilt golf mats. And now, if people want to get a hold of you and just find out more about how they can get one of these for themselves or for their range, what's the best number you can be reached at?
You can reach us toll-free at 800-661-8132 or look us up on the website, www.fiberbilt.com/golf.
Great. Well, thanks, Michael. And for another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed, I'm your host, Colin Gehring. Happy golfing.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. I'm going to shut this thing off here.